Welcome to the world of wisdom, and you are listening to Makrand in 365 days of daily learning for parents. Day 2 learning. Practice gratitude. Find something to be thankful for each day. Guiding your child to practice gratitude can be a wonderful way to cultivate positivity and mindfulness. So let me share a few examples with you. First is, you know, how we can express our gratitude. There are various ways and means. So to start with, the first is start maintaining gratitude journal. Encourage your child to keep a gratitude journal. Each day, ask them to write down at least one thing they are thankful for that particular day. It could be as simple as a sunny day, or a favorite toy which they have played, or a kind of gestures from their friends, or maybe having a meal, you know, a delicious meal. Second can be, creating the family gratitude circle. Create a daily or a weekly routine where everyone in the family shares something they are thankful for. This could be maybe during dinner time or before bedtime. It helps to foster a sense of shared appreciation. Third can be maintaining a gratitude jar. Have a jar or a box designated as a gratitude jar. Encourage your child to write down something they are thankful for on a piece of paper and put that in the jar. At the end of the week or a month, gather to read these notes aloud as a reminder of all the things to be grateful for. You can take gratitude walk also. Take a gratitude walk together with your child. While strolling around a neighborhood or in a park, encourage your child to notice and appreciate things around them. The chirping birds, beautiful flowers, the blue sky, or anything that catches their attention. You can also practice a bedtime gratitude reflection. Incorporate gratitude into a bedtime routine. Before going to sleep, ask your child to think about three things that went well during the day or three things they are thankful for. It helps to end the day on a positive note. You can also create a model gratitude. Now, what is this? You know, ask your child to learn something by observing. Express your gratitude regularly, whether it's thanking them for their help, appreciating nature, or maybe acknowledging the kindness to others. Your example will reinforce the value of a gratitude in their mind. By integrating gratitude practices into education planning and daily routines, you not only foster a positive atmosphere, but also cultivate a mindset that appreciates the value of learning, relationship, and resource available within the educational ecosystem, or maybe you can say the family ecosystem. So thank you for joining me on this insightful journey today. I hope the conversation sparked new thoughts and ideas in your mind. Remember, your feedback is invaluable to us. Stay tuned for more engaging episodes. Until next time, keep exploring, learning, and embracing the extraordinary in ordinary. Take care, and we look forward to having you with us in the next episode. Until then, stay inspired, stay tuned. Thank you very much.